This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented, as always, by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Thursday. It is, well, it's our favorite time of the day. It's time for lightning bets, our plays for tonight. We might even have some for the weekend ahead here with the NFL, three NBA games, some college basketball. Joe O, why don't you start us off? Where are you thinking tonight? Where are you going?
All right, there are a few NFL plays that I've been taking a look at, but the number is not exactly where I want to give it out. So hopefully they'll be there tomorrow. So we'll wait on a lot of these NFL plays, but I do have one, and I'm going to go with a total here. And I'm not going to go with the highest total of the week, but it is an under. It's the second highest total of the week. We go Rams, Buccaneers. I'm going under 48.5. We saw the high-scoring, high-flying matchup from earlier in the year when it was 55.5, and they flew over. But I don't think we're going to see a repeat of that. I don't expect to see a repeat of Brady 55 pass attempts. The Bucs defense looks really good. They're pretty healthy. The Bucs offensive line has a lot of issues, which could hurt their offense. They're also still missing some weapons on the outside. So are they going to be able to put enough up on the board? I think the Rams want to run a little bit. They want to. Maybe they'll try it against this great Bucs run defense, kind of figure things out earlier. Is it going to be Stafford? Is it going to be Stafford again? I mean, that is a quality secondary when healthy that the Bucs do have. They were picked on throughout the season, but that was due to some of the injuries. So that's a situation where I don't look at as much at some of the season-long stats. But 48.5, we're past those key areas of 47, 48. I think it's a good time to pounce on the under.
All right, the Rams under. Rams Bucs under for Sunday afternoon. Aaron, where are you going tonight?
Where am I not going? What? Is the question.
Here we go.
How there aren't even that many NBA games, are there?
I'm staying away from NBA because I have had two poor days in a row. No NBA for me. All right, first up, Gronk anytime touchdown. As my little bro, Joe G, pointed out, it's plus money, plus 100 for a Gronk anytime touchdown. Yes, please give me that. I'm going big on the Packers. I'm sure Joel will want to throw up. That's fine.
So I'm just Why?
I thought you hated the Packers. No?
I don't
you like
know.
Them?
Yeah. I'm not a fan anymore.
You have no opinion.
I care about my bets.
All right. And I care about mine. So another credit to Joe G. Rodgers to throw 2+ touchdowns and a Packers win is plus 128. Had to do that one as well. And apparently, I'm a big believer in the Packers Davante Adams connection. Their chemistry is unbelievable. This could be their last run together. They love each other. They're best friends. I'm going anytime touchdown. Davante Adams minus 145. Davante Adams, most receiving yards in the divisional weekend, plus 500. And then I got to do it. My guy is back, Derrick Henry. Most rushing yards, divisional weekend, plus 125. And an A.J. Brown anytime touchdown, plus 145. And I'm just going to stop there. I do have more, but we still have a day left in this week. And I don't want to peak too soon here with all these bets.
My favorite
plus 145 is a pretty good price.
On what number?
Which one?
A.J. Brown.
Yes. It is a good
number. I don't think that's bad price.
I like when Aaron does this, and then like you know, a week from now, he's like, "I'm not betting no more this week. I'm out. I'm done. I can't do it anymore." But then we'll have the day.
And I go back to like one bet a day, and then I'll have like 10 in a day.
Yeah. It's almost like someone who's trying to, like, you know, have a very regimented, I don't know, like, diet or something. Like, I'm only eating this, and then, like, but then there's cheat day.
And you have, like, yeah, fast food, pizza, ice cream, everything all in a day. I actually have done that before.
Is that going to be this weekend?
All week?
Yeah.
I actually did it yesterday, full disclosure.
Carb load?
I've been eating. Yes.
What? Pasta?
I went to Wendy's.
They don't have fish fillet there.
Sweet frog.
Oh, we have a sweet frog. Yeah.
I felt horrible after. I was so tired. I felt sick. I've been eating healthy and low carb and thought it was a great idea. No. Felt sick.
What'd you get at Wendy's? Double stack? What we got? Chicken sandwich?
Just the single cheeseburger.
That's it?
Dave's single with fries.
That is not splurging. A single?
I hardly eat fast.
Get out.
By the way, expecting
frosty, double, spicy chicken sandwich.
I had fries, a sweet frog.
What is sweet frog? I don't know.
It's an ice cream place.
Oh,
frozen
okay.
yogurt where you get to put all the toppings and stuff
okay.
on.
Okay.
Kids, yeah, if you have one by you, the kids would love it. Yeah. Or me.
Now that we've got seven bets and sweet frog in the mix here, let me throw mine in for
single.
Tonight.
Get out of here.
Well, she got sweet frog too.
That's true.
Yeah.
I actually had the sweet frog first. Full disclosure. Oh,
that's an awesome move. Oh, by now
the
I understand.
Time I got to my, now my I meal understand. From Wendy's, okay. I couldn't even finish my fries because I was so full.
My kids call that upside down dinner when we do that. Like, get ice cream first awesome. And then.
That's
and then
an insane
dinner.
Move.
It's
That's
so
a
good,
crazy move.
The upside down meal?
That's one of the most unhinged things I've ever heard in my life.
Well, you've never
That's
done
outrageous.
This? You've never done this.
That's outrageous.
Never had dessert first.
No.
I haven't either.
Come on.
That's crazy.
What do you mean?
Well, you have some homework, Jake. It's quite fantastic. Eat your favorites.
No, no,
first,
I don't. You know why, Aaron? Because I'm never going to do it ever.
No, wait. If you guys have kids, you will do it. That's like their favorite thing. Like, we can have ice cream, then we'll have dinner. It's like,
no,
you've given them $1 million.
No, stop.
Well, my wife
you're
lets,
an adult like me. It's still amazing.
I'm offended by that.
Why?
Wow.
Because it's just, it doesn't like it.
You've never had ice cream close to dinner time.
I don't define clear.
Yeah,
define
I don't know what
close.
Your dinner time is. I'm assuming that your dinner time's like 2 a.m. on the weekend.
No, that's like third dinner time, first of all. Thank you very much.
Within 2 hours of dinner, have you ever had ice cream? Like, if you eat dinner at 5 p.m., just
every day.
3 p.m.
Yeah,
would
I mean,
you
3 p.m. and 5 p.m. are two very different times.
All right, so what do you like? All right, an hour? Would you have ice cream an hour before dinner?
Probably not.
All right, well, maybe that's a better way to put it. Why not? It's just ice cream. I'll have ice cream whenever.
It's like, wait till after you like actually eat your actual food. I don't know. This was a
or I just eat what I want when I want. I'm an adult.
Oh, you're one of those people.
Well, I mean, why do we have to follow these rules that Jake Hassan has put into place?
Joe's eating hot dogs at 9 a.m.
No, that's, I mean, yeah, no, the kids try that. Get out
Portillos,
of here.
Portillos, back to Portillos.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Portillo's. Is that the name of the place? Portillo's? What's the name of it?
No, it's not. What's Mexican it food.
Portillo's?
Portillo's.
Oh, Portillo's. Portillo's.
Portillo's.
I'm an American there. I'm just going by the mustard conversation.
This is great radio. This is great radio when three of the people are just dying of laughter.
Paul lost it. He's so toasty in that studio today.
It was funny, but then I started losing because Paul just had such an immediate reaction. I thought he was going to fall out of his chair, which made me laugh harder.
Portillo's, whatever. It's
for a second. For a second, I thought, well, there's no way he's talking about Portillo's. He can't be that far off.
That's why I had to make the connection in my brain.
I've been here for 7 years.
Like, how would I know? I saw you put up a picture.
Joe G doesn't live in Chicago.
Right. I have no idea. Here's what I do know. I am on the three things today. Suns -3 against the Mavs. Mavs have played better lately, but the Suns are great on the road, and I don't trust the Mavericks against one of the best teams in the NBA. I will lay the three with the Suns on the road in Dallas tonight, one of the few interesting NBA games in the slate. I will take the prop, the divisional weekend special, +165 on all games to go 40-plus points. And I'm gonna be with Aaron. We talked about it earlier. The Aaron Rodgers 2 touchdowns, Packers win, +128. Feels like a fun one. I like that one. He'll throw 2 touchdowns. I think they'll win the game, even if they don't cover. They win. Those are my plays. Jake, where are you going tonight besides not having dessert before dinner?
Yeah, I'll tell you what I won't be doing. Having ice cream before I have actual food. You guys are psychos. Anyway, savages, all of you. But so after yesterday, my lament of no baseball, of course, I went 2-0 with my random NBA and college basketball picks because, you know, why not? So we're going to go back to the well, baby. I'm going to take the Suns -3 against the Mavs. The Mavs played last night on the back half of a back-to-back. So I'll take that. And the Suns are just a better team in general, obviously. And then I'm going to go a player prop because I don't want to steal the game that Paul's going to do. I'm going to go Zach Edey over 15.5 against Indiana tonight. Indiana's tallest player, who is a regular, is Trace Jackson Davis. He's 6'9". Zach Edey's 7'4". So I'm going to take the over 15.5 for Edey.
I like it. Paul, where are you going tonight?
I am going with Purdue, and I am a Purdue hater, I guess you would say. I never believe in them. They're always a tournament choke team. Like, I don't, and like, it's no surprise that they've laid a couple eggs and everyone thinks they're the best team in the country.
Yeah.
However, Indiana has played nobody. And, like, this is a classic great offense in Purdue against a really good defense in Indiana. It's at Assembly Hall, so it's Indiana's home floor. But I'm going to lay the 3.5 with Purdue. I just think it's a team that should be a national title contender against an okay team. So laying the 3.5 with Purdue. And I'm also going to take the 6 with SMU against Memphis. Memphis is a mess. Rasheed Wallace is now moving from assistant coach to a consultant role. So, and they've lost a couple straight. And it's just, it's a bunch of transfers. Penny's trying to figure it out. And it hasn't really been working. So maybe they can turn around in the next month, but it could be SMU tonight +6.
Yeah, is Purdue the trendy team of the year that a lot of people are holding futures tickets
They've
from?
They've been a trendy team for a while. Yeah.
Even before the year started.
Yep. I can't wait till they lose.
It's going to be awesome.
To North Texas again. Come on.
I'm saying in the tournament.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yes. They're 10-1. To win the whole thing. That feels it feels like two.
UTSA is going to knock him out in the second round.
Paul, do we have a quick update on the home?
Yeah, we're not at home today.
No, supposedly, and it's like 5 degrees outside. Supposedly, they may come tomorrow. The roof guy who's supposed to be able to fix
it. Ain't coming.
0% chance.
Oh, did I tell you the guy showed up? The guy that built the place? Yeah, the guy that built the place showed up. Yeah,
and
he didn't really have many answers. What?
What? How would you describe him?
He's a nice Irishman, straight off the boat from the south side of Chicago. But
he's nice. That's a really good accent, actually.
Yeah,
good. You nailed that.
Sometimes I venture from Ireland to Scotland when I'm doing the accents. It's a little bit
we might need a character. He might. We need, yeah. need that character to reappear on the show.
So he didn't fix it? Didn't know how?
No.
All right, we'll revisit this tomorrow.
This was 12 years ago. I don't know how the place was built.
Up next,
he drove all that way to tell you he couldn't do anything.
If you're watching, stay tuned for the Daily Tip right here on the BetQL Network.